boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Not quite sure if I should be like really, really proud of myself or absolutely disgusted and ashamed of myself.
Oh boy.
So I need your help.
Okay.
Tell me which one I should be. Because I was working on the new place, you know, because I'm moving and stuff. So I've been just running around with my head cut off pretty much all day long leading up until the show today. And it's been a lot of moving, picking up heavy things. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to some fast food.
Duh. It tastes better after you've been sweating.
I know, right? So I was like, all right, I'm going to hit up McDonald's and I'll order something there. And I just ordered myself a burger, fries, and a drink. But I really wanted that drink to be a large one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, did I want a large soda so bad. Well, when I said I wanted the soda to be large, they also upgraded the fries to a large.
They do that.
I didn't ask for it, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say no. I mean, it cost me more money, but who cares? So I pull up and I see I'm getting a large fries. I'm like, oh, that's exciting. I come here and I eat all the food. I eat the burger, I eat the large fries, and I drink the entire soda. And I'm still got room for more food.
Ooh.
And that doesn't happen on a normal day. Like a normal day, I wouldn't be able to eat the burger, a large fries, and a large soda. I would probably only be able to eat half the burger, half the fries, mm-hmm. and some soda. So I'm like, should I be proud of myself? Like, yeah, you! Or absolutely disgusted and ashamed.
I'm gonna go ahead and say proud. Because I relate to this every time I get sushi. Because it's always like, oh, how many rolls of sushi do I get? And if I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do two or three, that's mm-hmm. gonna be a challenge. And if I finish it, I'm accomplished. I'm
sushi.
Big girl. I'm grown up that day.
Dude, sushi, every time I'm like, oh, I think I can handle it. And then you don't realize how much food is in that sushi.
But when you finish it, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of myself.
And also slightly disgusted.
And sick.
I don't know if I should be concerned or not concerned that everybody thinks my bangs are clip-on bangs.
Dude. You're welcome.
I'm like, are they that good? Or are you telling me they're bad? I don't know which one it is.
I think it was you were so unsure about actually getting them. And I was like, hey, why not order some fake clip-on bangs before you make the full commitment? That everybody just thought you took my advice for once.
Everyone in the building has asked me if my bangs are real or if they're clip-on. And now the problem has expanded elsewhere. My phone has no idea who I am.
Oh, no.
I didn't think this one through, Taylor. If I would have known that my phone wouldn't remember who I was, I don't think I would have gotten bangs. Because I use Face ID for everything mm-hmm. to get into my phone. I now have to use a password every single time because it doesn't recognize my face.
Mm-hmm.
To get into my bank account, I don't remember my password to get in my bank account. Are you kidding me? I use Face ID, which is probably not safe. But in order for me to see if I got money in my bank account, I got to look up and figure out my password.
Or just move your bangs out of the way.
It still doesn't, like, it's used to, like, a side sweep kind of bang, like a bang. Mm-hmm. It's not used to, like, I don't know if you call them straight across bangs or something like that. It's not used to that. So I don't know what to do. I got to update, I guess, obviously, I've got to update that part, but that's so much work.
Cut them off. I don't know, man.
Go
cut
bald?
No, weren't you? Didn't you have that thought as a kid? Like, oh, people who get rid of their bangs just cut them off completely.
It's a thought I've been having.
Yeah, that's what you could do.
And then they'll just stick up real straight. Little.
Yeah, that'd be a really fun grow out process.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There is a new trend on TikTok that as I was scrolling last night, it was like every other video I was seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to complain about it because I think it's actually a pretty cute trend. I'm seeing people do it with babies. I don't have one of those, and you don't have one of those.
Nope.
I've also seen people do this with their pets, though. I've seen dogs, and I've seen cats. And basically, the concept is showing my cat things they've never seen before. And you can replace cat with your dog, your baby, your iguana,
pet tarantula.
Yeah, whatever you have. And in these videos, it's just different clips of the owner holding up the pet and showing them things that normally they wouldn't see, whether it's something that's up really high or a door that's closed all the time or something like that. So I've seen,
I normally see them showing them the refrigerator because they're usually too short to see it.
Or the freezer or inside the dishwasher. I saw somebody do the like back of the toilet tank.
Why would you want to see that?
Well, because they never get to see
that's
it.
That's true.
So now I'm thinking of all the places that I need to show my cats that they don't get to see. Although they help themselves to anything. Like
and everything.
They know what the inside of the fridge looks like and the dishwasher and under the sinks and stuff. So the only thing I really wish I could show them is the outdoors. Because I don't have leashes or anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just think I would love to show my boy cat grass. I think he would lose his mind over grass. Mm. So I don't know how to make that happen. Is there anything you'd show your pets?
Well, neighbor man's cat Luna has seen the outdoors. She loves outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So she's already seen the grass and everything. But I think I would put her on like a top shelf in like my closet or something. Because she's one of those cats that does like to, you know, kick things off the
to like love, bat stuff.
Yeah, I love when they do that. It's kind of sassy. But I think she would probably like have a heyday in my closet just like knocking my pants off or sitting on top of my pants because she just loves anything that's mine and sitting on top of it and rubbing herself all over it for some odd random reason.
Sounds like you would have to be in cleanup mode after that. So,
yeah, I didn't think that part.
No.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
There's drama at my apartment building and I don't know if I'm involved.
Why do you say that? Well, I think you would know if you're involved.
No, see, let me explain because I don't know what's going on. There have been multiple times where notes have been posted around my apartment complex. And most of the time, they're very passive aggressive because somebody's doing something that somebody else does not like. So when I walked into our like mail room yesterday, when I got home, there was a sign taped up next to everybody's mailboxes that says, "How about we're all decent human beings and stop."
Okay, whoa.
Yeah. "And don't steal other people's packages. Return stolen packages to rightful owner. Thank you." They didn't sign their name. They didn't sign their...
So you don't even know whose package got stolen.
No, I can tell by the handwriting. It looks like girl handwriting. But
oh, yeah, that's nice handwriting.
Beyond that, I'm like, I don't know who did this. But my first thought when I saw that was T, first of all. Second of all, oh my God, did I steal a package?
I'm like, maybe somebody accidentally stole it and
that's
didn't know.
Exactly what I thought. I was like, did I grab something that wasn't mine? I know I didn't do that. Why do I think I'm guilty? But then I went up to my apartment and I'm looking at my blender that I know I ordered. I was like, was that really for me? Or did I accidentally steal somebody's package? I have a problem.
Welcome to the club. I have one every day.
I don't think I'm the only person like this. But when something happens, I feel guilty for doing it even if I didn't.
Mm, yeah.
I'm thinking about it because somebody is apparently stealing packages at my apartment complex. Somebody left a note. Immediately, I was like, oh, that's probably me, something I did. I would never steal somebody else's package. But that's where my brain goes first is, what did you do, Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people suspect you? And I think that's a real problem of mine. But it's not the only time that it happens.
No, it happens to me all the time, especially like when they send emails here at work and they're like, who loaded the dishwasher wrong? And I'm like, it was probably me, even though I haven't used a dish in like 6 weeks. And I just eat, you know, from my own dishes and stuff. I'm like, it was me.
I had to have done that
wrong. I totally did it. It was totally me every single time. I'm thinking also when your boss is like, please see me. And I'm like, I'm getting fired. I probably set a vehicle on fire and didn't know I did it.
Or, you know, when like something happens in the workplace, like, I don't know, let's say they were like, oh my gosh, somebody dented the fax machine, and it goes out in an email and you're like, I can't believe I did that.
Like, you just literally didn't.
Like, did I walk down that hallway? Oh, well, I have it in a while, but I probably dented it 6 weeks ago. And Cheryl from accounting knows it was me. She's going to rat on me.
I'm also thinking of like the time, like anytime I go through like TSA, I always feel like I've got something that is like one of those do not travel lists and they're going to get me. Even though I don't, but I feel like I do. It's like, oh. Did I just happen to put a knife in my back? I don't know. I didn't.
That's my worry. Or you get pulled over by the police and you're like, do I have illegal things? I don't do illegal things.
Do I even have a driver's license?
Literally, should I even be driving right now?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm a little upset.
Why is that?
Well, look at it out there. It looks great. Blue skies, sunshine. Have you walked outside today?
Yeah.
It's a little chilly.
I had to keep putting more jackets on, more layers.
That's what I'm saying. I woke up this morning, the sun was shining, and I was like, you know what? I want to put on a spring outfit. I want to wear pastels. I want to put on sandals. And then I stepped outside, and here I am in sweatpants and a hoodie. Because it is not spring weather.
This is how chilly it is outside. Again, I was moving and I was carrying things from like outside down to a basement and all this stuff. And you would think, oh, she's sweating and all of that. No, I had to keep putting layers on because I was cold.
When is it time?
I don't know. Tell me.
I'm ready to paint my toes. If that's what it takes to be sandal ready, I'll take one for the team and I'll do it.
Dude, Loretta up front, she paints her toes. They're like yellow right now. They're gorgeous. Okay. And I want to do that. I want to show off my toes like she's doing. She's risking it all.
If we all paint our toes this weekend, maybe Mother Nature
will change her mind.
Yes, we'll finally listen, and then it will be sandal season.
I'm picking pink.
Okay, I'll take black. You're not comfortable with your partner until you get to the point where you're like, I'm going to do this because I know it annoys you. And it's kind of fun to poke fun at you. We want to hear how you purposely annoy your partner. I have realized that I am an instigator.
Why?
I don't know, because I have done this for a long time, but for some reason last night I was like, wow, I really am annoying for doing this every single night. When I crawl into bed, my toes are always really cold, like to the touch, for some reason, and I can't sleep in socks. So when my boyfriend gets into bed, I put my toes on him.
Oh, dear
on his
Lord.
Legs, or I tuck them under his legs or his calves or something because my toes are freezing.
You need to warm them up.
And I need to warm them up. And he gets so annoyed. And he knows this is, I do it every night, so I don't know why it's a shock every time, but it's always, oh, babe, put on a pair of socks. And I'm like, you know, I can't sleep in socks. Well, can you just wrap them up in a blanket? I'm like, it's not the same. The body heat
is so
different,
warmer.
Okay? So I don't know why you're surprised. And I'm putting my cold toes on you. But it's also kind of fun now because I know it annoys him. It's my love language to annoy my significant other. It just shows you that I love you.
That I care.
That I care and that I'm having fun and you're annoyed. We want to hear from you. How do you purposely annoy your partner? 319-200-1029 is our phone number.
I don't even know why you would bother asking me because I just scream annoying sometimes.
Okay. What specifically?
But I'm like, where do I begin? But I'm thinking of also at nighttime too, because I know you talked about how you like to put your cold feet on your boyfriend's like calves and up against his leg to warm your feet on. But mine is also at bedtime. I'm quite literally annoying. Is that I have to sleep with a fan on at night. I have to.
I'm one of those.
And it's not for the sound. Most people, it's like because they need the sound. I literally have to feel the air on my face or I get overheated at night. It's the weirdest thing. But I have to have a fan on. Okay. It's usually across in the room, right? So I wait until neighbor man has got right back right into bed, put the covers on, and then I go, oh, I really needed my fan on.
Why do you wait?
Because
you just want to annoy him.
I just really want to annoy him.
That's quite the inconvenience. I sure am glad I'm not dating you, Destiny.
Whoa, that was kind of rude. Honestly, though, kind of sometimes I wouldn't want to date myself.
Well, here's the thing.
I know I'm annoying.
And sometimes you're annoying on purpose. All of us are, because it's kind of fun to annoy your partner because you're bored or whatever. And you admitted that you wait until neighbor man is in bed. And then you ask, oh, can you go turn the fan on for me?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, that is brutal and evil.
It's a little fun for me.
Okay, yeah, that's a weird type of fun to have, but
I told you I'm annoying.
Ryan, how do you purposely annoy your partner?
I just want to say that I support the whole fan at bedtime, because I do that all the time. I'm like, you know what? I cannot sleep without this fan going. And then he's like, well, I don't like that. But I'm like, I don't care. I need it.
Dude, you know what? It is so hard to find somebody who likes to sleep with a fan on at night. Nobody likes to sleep with one.
No, and I have it going on my face. I'm like, I want to be bundled up underneath the comforter and have my body warm and my face just blasted with the cold air.
I feel bad for your guys' sinuses. You gotta be so dry. That's you two. I don't get it. But good for you.
It is rare to find somebody who enjoys sleeping with the fan. I'm telling you, most people just like it for the sound, and they do not want it touching their face.
Well, and I'm sure they don't want to get up to turn it on after they tucked themselves into bed either. But
you know, see what you did there.
That's a different story. Cindy, how do you purposely annoy your partner?
I wash my red shirt with the white socks and underwear.
So he ends up with a bunch of pink stuff?
Yes, it drives him insane. He did it first. He accidentally did it first, so that's how I knew.
That's another level of annoying. Mm-hmm. That is damaged. But go off, I guess. Okay. Anna, how do you purposely annoy your partner?
So my partner likes to eat all of my leftovers, but he hates buffalo sauce, so I put Frank's Red Hot all over stuff when I don't want to share it.
Does he think it's funny?
No, he thinks it's the biggest jerk move ever.
Oh.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm calling order in the court because the girlies meeting is officially in session.
Oh, well, I'm here and I'm a girly.
Lock in, okay? Because there is a TikTok trend, conversation, whatever you want to call it, that honestly we need to decode.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you've seen. There have been a lot of guys posting like videos or tweeting or what have you saying it's almost sundress season. With like sweaty emoji, like they're thirsting over sundress season. The girlies are going to be wearing sundresses.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as I've seen more of those videos, of course, now I'm seeing all of the girls being like, what is the hype around sundresses? Why are you guys so into sundresses?
I love that you brought that up, because I've been seeing those videos and I asked neighbor man, I'm like, what's going on with these sundresses?
What's the hype?
And he was like, you don't understand.
Really?
Dude, a girl looks so cute in a sundress. You look innocent. You look cute. And so now I don't even like dresses on me at all. I'm like, well, I gotta get a sundress.
Well, that was my first thought. I'm like, okay, number one, what even is a sundress?
Mm-hmm.
Is it florally? Is it the flowy, loose kind? Probably.
Yep.
And I'm like, my thought is like, why? Why do you guys like that so much?
That's what he said. And then he wants a sun hat to go with it. I was like, oh my God, I have to get a whole thing.
It's like giving the full Easter getup,
I
guess.
I know. Wow. That's what he wants.
Interesting. Well, I did a little bit of
but
like...
But did you actually figure it out? I mean, that's what he's told me.
No. Well, yeah, sort of. You kind of have the same answer. I was up in the comments, in the trenches, because I'm like, I want to know what's the deal with sundresses before I go willy-nilly buying them. I'd like to know why. And some of the comments from the males were
you act like they're weird species.
They are. They say summer dresses are the perfect combination of cute, hot, and classy. They give off a carefree vibe.
Mm-hmm.
They're casual but classy. Here's what I really don't get. The way they flow in a gentle breeze is almost hypnotizing.
I could see that.
What?
No, I could see that. I could see that as for a guy.
I don't get it. I still don't get it. And then obviously there was tons of comments that were like, oh, they drape around all the right places. The way the booty wiggles in a maxi dress is just chef's kiss.
I feel like I don't have a booty in one of those dresses. So.
I'm just saying, I still don't understand it. I don't know if I'm buying into it, but now go home. If you got a man, ask him, what's the deal with the sundress?
Well, I'm just trying to think of what is the equivalent for us, for men, that would make me think almost all of those things for a guy.
A backwards hat.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I have no idea what you just said to me if you're wearing a backwards hat.
You're hot.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I toured a new gym today.
Oh, God.
I know.
I was really nervous about this for you because who does that?
I know. I was nervous about it for myself, too. Not going to lie. But it's because I go to a gym right now, but where I'm moving to, it's like completely on the other side of town. I'm like, I don't really want to drive that far. That sounds like too much work. And when I joined the gym that I'm at right now, I just did it online. Boop, bop, beep, bop, bop.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Paid for a membership. We're good to go. Walked in and I was now a member.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Well, with this new gym I want to go to, they didn't let me do any of that. I couldn't do that. I had to set up a tour and view the place and talk to somebody. So I had to have like a literal interview with this guy today.
I
was in
so
a
glad
job
it was
interview
you.
This morning.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because most people, I feel like if you want a tour, yeah, go on it, I guess. But like, we can like look at pictures on Facebook of the place and be like, yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's
I
all
need
I needed,
or not. So, what was this like?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. I got interviewed. I got questioned, and I don't know if I should be offended or not. But I took neighbor man with me. He did not
get questioned
at all, and he also wants to join the gym.
Like, what kind of questions?
So I got asked, like, what's my daily, like, lifestyle? Like, am I an active person?
Oh,
do
no.
I have kids? No. What kind of job? Like, is my job active? Am I, like, moving around?
Yeah. No.
Am I moving around a lot? Questions like that. So, like, what's my daily, like, activeness? Then it was kind of like, what's my goal to in the gym? Am I going to like lose stress? Am I going just because I'm bored?
Yeah.
Am I going because I want to lose weight? Yeah, sure. That's what I put. I also put because, you know, I have a knee injury that I'm still trying to work on. I've got a back problem that helps when I'm at the gym, just walking sometimes. So I got to ask those kinds of questions. And I was just getting asked all sorts of different types of questions. And he never once got asked a question. I got asked, what was my goal weight? What was my previous weight? What's my goal weight?
Can I tell you what this is giving? Because I guess I don't know how honest you were.
I was very honest.
It's giving, like, when you go to the dentist and they're like, how many times do you floss? And you're like, every day, twice a day. Or when you're at the doctor.
And you're like, I think it was last Wednesday, actually.
Or you're like, how do I answer in a way that you're not going to yell at me right now?
I know. It's like when you go to the doctor and like, how often do you drink? And you're like, what would you like me to tell you?
What is the answer you're looking for? Well, I guess added to my grocery list this weekend is a sundress.
Yeah, it seems a little early for that, but it's definitely going to need to be bought after what you said in Trending with Taylor today.
Dude, the amount of people in general I saw on TikTok in the last couple days talking about these. Guys saying, OMG, it's almost sundress season. And then all the girls being like, what? Huh? What does that mean? Why are we obsessed with sundresses? Apparently guys just think they're hot in general.
I didn't know that, and as if I would have known that, I would have been wearing sundresses this entire time.
Yeah, I feel like I would have spent a lot less time alone, maybe in college, if I
had
one of those. But then we kind of were thinking, like,
what's the equivalent, but for males?
a backwards hat. Obviously. Yeah. I feel like that's my go-to answer.
So hot.
Liz, what do you think?
Dude, it's the gray sweatpants. But there's not a lot of, like, summer clothes that a man can wear that does a lot for me. Because it's like, I don't know, are the shorts too long? Are they too short? I'm not into the cargo shorts anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, she's right. Gray sweatpants, I feel like, is always a thing.
The problem is it's not gray sweatpants season right now.
It's not.
It was.
And she's mentioned shorts, too, which I know some girls are really into, like, the shorty shorts. That's not for me. I'm not into that. So, like, what? I guess it's the backwards hat for the summertime?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the gray sweatpants during the winter season. Don't look at me like that. And then it's the backwards hat in the summertime.
Also, sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
The right pair of sunglasses?
Yes.
Okay. And now I've got to be done talking about it because you are salivating.
Pray for me.
Dear big man. Why? Why am I praying for you?
Because... it's the big stuff this weekend when it comes to moving. You know what I mean when I say big stuff. We're talking the bed. Mm-hmm. We're talking dressers. We're talking, oh, God, my back.
Yeah, I'd feel bad for you, but not enough to offer you to help.
You were like, yeah. I was like, how am I, what do I got to do to convince you? You want a pack of beer?
I'm really busy this weekend, I think.
You want a pack of beer? Pizza?
I got a busy hot date with my couch.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.